Washington is panicking that Putin is breaking the ISIS supply line. From the Russia Insider website. Originally appeared at Neo Press, translated from German by Susan Newman. ISIS is integral to the West's strategy for toppling Assad. For years, the US-directed NATO alliance has made sure that convoys full of food, weapons and other goods have got to the terrorist groups IS and Al-Qaeda via the Syrian-Turkish border. Russian airstrikes have massively impeded this service, if not brought it to a standstill. Russian airstrikes hit one of these convoys in the northwest town of Azaz, and the Turkish-based newspaper Daily Sabah is reporting the following. Quote, at least 7 people died, 10 got injured after an apparent airstrike, reportedly by Russian jets, targeting an aid convoy in northwest Syrian town of Azaz, near a border crossing with Turkey on Wednesday. Unquote. Strangely enough, this incident wasn't picked up by the Western high-performance press. This is rather atypical considering that both sides are currently engaged in a propaganda war. It almost seems like US-NATO either don't want to draw attention to the location of this remaining supply line, or it wasn't an aid convoy, but a supply truck for IS. The Daily Sabah report continues. Quote, speaking to Daily Sabah, Serkan Negris from the Humanitarian Relief Foundation, IHH, said that the targeted area is located some 5 kilometres southwest of the Onkunipar border crossing. Negris said that IHH has a civil defence unit in Azaz, and they help locals extinguish the trucks. The trucks were probably carrying aid supplies or commercial materials, Negris added. Unquote. Regardless of what kind of goods were transported, this confirms that terrorists in the area near the border crossing are in charge. This is where the supply line from Turkey to IS can be found. Already in November 2014, the border crossing was mentioned in an article by Deutsche Welle, DW, that described a scene of hundreds of trucks waiting at the border to get into IS territory, probably with Ankara's approval. The DW article from 2014 reads as follows. Quote, every day, trucks laden with food, clothing and other supplies cross the border, from Turkey to Syria. It is unclear who is picking up the goods. The hauliers believe most of the cargo is going to Islamic State militia. Oil, weapons and soldiers are also being smuggled over the border, and Kurdish volunteers are now patrolling the area in a bid to stem the supplies. Unquote. Already last year, one would have had to have asked the legitimate question. If the plan was to destroy IS, why didn't the US just bomb the supply route instead of leading operations inside Syria? Especially if these attacks were considered to be less dangerous and logistics for the attacks were right there in the area, the Turkish airbase. Asking the more obvious questions would be enough to place a crown on the lying politicians of the West. Why weren't these convoys stopped while they were still in Turkish territory? Why wasn't the driver arrested and detained in Turkey, and the sources for these supplies traced back to their origins? Is it just because they didn't want to? When answering these questions, it has to be obvious to everyone, even those who don't give it much thought, that there's real intent behind this, and that USA-NATO is purposely providing IS with supplies. Here's where Russia comes in. Every country that wants to fight IS will do so on the supply lines. This has been a military strategy employed for centuries. Russia's bombing of supply trucks near the border, so the fewest possible goods can be unloaded and redistributed through other means, is therefore logical. Because if the supplies make it over one of the controlled border crossings, they will end up in the hand of terrorists. This development doesn't please the strategists in Washington one bit, and is probably the reason for the shootdown of the Russian fighter jet. While Syrian and Kurdish forces control the border east of Euphrates, the Afrin-Jarablus corridor is the last remaining pathway for supplies to IS. The Syrian army has also begun a campaign, starting from Aleppo, and has advanced eastward. Eventually they will start to swing towards the Syrian-Turkish border at Jarablus. More or less at the same time the Syrian army began their campaign, Russia began bombing the area around Afrin, Al-Dana and Azaz to cut off the supply route. The interaction between Russian air raids and the Syrian army offensive on the ground have the potential to get rid of IS. This is an unparalleled nightmare for the planners in Washington. Closing the supply corridor would mean the complete defeat of the terrorists from IS, Al-Nusra, etc., and it would mean the restoration of Syrian sovereignty and the government structures in this area. This could explain the sudden activity of the West in sending special forces to Syria, and as already mentioned, the reason for the shootdown of the fighter jet. In summing it all up, it also becomes evident that the Syrian civil war never really was one. Rather, the terrorists were supported by the West from the very beginning, for the purpose of overthrowing Assad's government, as I've written in previous articles.